The Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. I'm Susan Owensby. It's Saturday, the 15th of June, the 166th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 199 days left in 2024. What was happening on this day in history? Let's go back just a wee bit in time. The year 763, before the Christian era, BCE, we call it now instead of just BC. In 763 BCE, the Assyrians recorded a solar eclipse that was used to fix the chronology of Mesopotamian history. Remember your ancient history lessons? Assyria was a major ancient Mesopotamian civilization that existed as a city-state from the 21st century BCE to the 14th century BCE, then as a territorial state, and eventually as an empire from the 14th century BCE to the 7th century BCE. Today, Mesopotamia is known as present-day Iraq. The historical region of Mesopotamia also included parts of present-day Iran, Turkey, Syria, and Kuwait. And a friendly call out to modern-day Mesopotamian Salim Al-Sari, who teaches school in Wari, Iraq, and regularly treats his students to stamps and postcards from the Sound Kitchen. Did you hear that, teachers? All you need to do is ask via an email to thesoundkitchen@rfi.fr. A good day for another faithful listener, Hans Werner Lolica of Denmark. Happy Valdemarsdag og Jenforeningsdag, Hans. And try not to laugh at my mangled pronunciation, please. For those of you like me, not at all familiar with the Danish language, that translates as Valdemar Day and Reunion Day. It's a public holiday up there with their actual national day. Today is a celebration of Valdemar II of Denmark's victory in a battle in Estonia in 1219. Legend has it that during the battle, what became and still is Denmark's national flag, the Dannebrog, fell from the skies, and a voice was heard to say, "When this banner is raised on high, you shall be victorious." The Danes surged forward and won the battle, and Estonia was added to the Danish realm. It's also the date, that's the reunion day part, on which Danes celebrate when southern Jutland, the southern part of Denmark, was reunited with the rest of the country after a referendum in 1920. A double celebration. Hope you're having a nice holiday, Hans.
This is the Sound Kitchen, and Susan Owensby is cooking.
Poor me, all alone in the kitchen today. Paul is taking a little break after his nonstop reporting on the Roland Garros French Open tennis tournament, and Erwan is off planting flowers in the country. But we have an old friend with us to mix the show, Nicolas Dojo. Welcome, Nicolas.
This is the Sound Kitchen.
Sound Kitchen.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Still to come on the Sound Kitchen, the Listener's Corner, with your answers to the bonus question and a music from Susan to round it all out. But first, the quiz. On the 11th of May, I asked you a question about the European parliamentary elections, which were held this past week. That's when the 27 member states of the EU vote for their representatives in the European Parliament, the world's only directly elected transnational assembly. We wrote an article that week about the disinformation campaign in full swing ahead of the elections. EU's Green Deal, the target of online disinformation ahead of polls. The Green Deal, a key project of the European Commission chief Ursula von der Leyen, is, as we wrote, an ambitious commitment to achieve net zero carbon emissions by 2050, making the 27-nation bloc the first climate-neutral continent. You were to reread the article and send in the answer to this question. How have disinformation campaigns portrayed the EU Green Deal proposal for phasing out petrol-driven cars? The answer is, to quote our article, determined to drive down dependence on fossil fuels, Brussels wants to phase out the sale of new petrol-driven cars by 2035 in favor of electric cars. This has been seized upon by many as an attack on individual freedoms, with social media users across Europe sharing misleading claims that Brussels wants to ban the repair of vehicles over 15 years old or even seize and scrap them. What the European Commission actually proposed in July 2023 was a revision to a text on so-called end-of-life vehicles to better manage their recycling. That's all. Go to the source, my friends, or get your news from an established and free press, not social media. See how easy it is for people to just change a few words and spread disinformation. In addition to the quiz question, there was the bonus question suggested by Jayanta Chakrabarty from New Delhi, India. Whom would you consider more important, family or friends, and why? You'll hear the answers later in the listener's corner, so don't touch that dial. The winners of this week's quiz are RFI Listener's Club member Deepita Chakrabarty from New Delhi, India. Deepita is also this week's bonus question winner. She wrote, "Both family and friends are important to me. Together, they give me unconditional support and play an important part in my life. While my family is a pillar of strength, I rely on friends to enlighten my life. My family and friends are useful in fulfilling separate but complementary needs. One cannot replace one or the other." I couldn't agree more, Deepita, and congratulations. Also on the list of lucky winners this week are Hansha Biswas, a member of the RFI Pariwar Bandhu SWL Club in Bhilai, India, and RFI Listeners Club members at Tanting Gogomu from Ottawa, Canada, Arifa Alam Dolan from Natori, Bangladesh, and Zenon Telles, the president of the Christian Marxist Leninist Maoist Association of Listening DXers in Goa, India. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. After today, I cannot act as if nothing had happened. Those are the words we heard from French President Emmanuel Macron last Sunday night after the far-right national rally, the RN, won more than double the number of seats in the European Parliament than Macron's centrist bloc secured. And so he surprised us all and dissolved the lower house of parliament, ordering snap elections for the 30th of this month. Yes, this month. We were all pretty much in shock. Why? What's with this huge gamble? Well, read RFI English journalist Jessica Phelan's excellent explainer. Why did Macron call snap elections, and what does it mean for France? And you'll have plenty to think about on the subject. What I want from you is the actual figures. What percentage of the votes did Marine Le Pen's RN party win? And what percentage of the votes did Macron's party, Renaissance, win? Again, reread Jessica Phelan's article. Why did Macron call snap elections? And what does it mean for France? And send in the answer to this question. What percentage of the votes in the European parliamentary elections did the National Rally win? And what percentage of the votes did the Renaissance Party win? You'll find Jessica's article on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com, as well as on the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Listeners Forum Facebook pages. This week's bonus question, suggested by Father Stephen Wara from Bamenda, Cameroon, is about charitable acts. What do you do to help others have a secure and happy life? For my part in my circle, I'm a very good and always there. Well, usually I'm not perfect after all, but in general, I am a supportive and loving friend and family member. For society at large, I always vote because I trust the French institutions to make fair decisions. I just bought socks and shoes for refugees, which we'll distribute on International Refugee Day, and I always buy something to eat for the homeless people on the streets. My church does a weekly lunch, and I must get involved in that, too. It's not a lot, I admit, and happy, not sure that that's there, but at least there's some food. And shoes, which is a big one when you think about it. What about you? What do you do to help others have a secure and happy life? Thanks, Father Steve, for the suggestion. Remember, we're happy to hear your ideas for bonus questions, so please send them in. You have until the 8th of July to get your answers to the quiz and the bonus question to me. Be sure to tune in on the 13th of July to hear if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address with your postal code. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 96 82. That's +336 31 12 96 82. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
Hello, everyone. This is Sunil Dingana in Kathmandu, Nepal, and you're listening to Sound of Kitchen with Susan Ormsby on Radio France International.
It's time for the Listener's Corner. The question you answered this week, suggested by Jayanta Chakrabarty from New Delhi, India, is, whom would you consider more important, family or friends, and why? Almost all of you who answered said family, as did Tenting Gogomu, who wrote, my family is more important. This is because you don't choose your family, they're given to you. Meanwhile, friends might change as you move from one job or place to another. Jayanta Chakrabarty wrote, family for sure. In an Indian context, family is still considered the heart and soul of an individual's existence. One gets love, care, and support to grow to one's full potential. It's the place where one receives encouragement, kudos for success, and solace during failure. In turn, it is the inherent duty of children to look after their aged parents rather than packing them off to old homes. On the other hand, friendship is often transient. True and good friends are rare these days, the majority being driven by material or financial considerations. My, Jayanta, aren't you cynical? Sahadat Hossein, although not as cynical as you, Jayanta, my friend, also believes that family is more important. This is what he wrote. Old friends are very important in our life. They help us when we're in danger. They come when we are ill, when we feel hopeless. They give us money if we need it. But our family stays with us all the time. Without the support of family members, nobody can prosper in life or be happy or lead a peaceful life. They support us all the time, in good times and also bad times. So family is more important than old friends. Father Stephen Wara also acknowledges the importance of friends, but thinks the family is more important in the end. This is what he wrote. Family and friends are both very important, but if one must choose and give a little upper hand to one above the other, I would do that for family. Family is the very first foundation and source of any human beings coming into existence. Meanwhile, friends only come in somewhere along the line to give support to the growth and maturing process of the given individual. For the one who's been lucky enough to find the real quality friend or friends, anyway, genuine lasting friendships are not such an easy ABC to come by. True that, Father Steve, true that. Then aren't we blessed when we do? Karuna Kantapal believes in the importance of both. He wrote, "The importance of friends versus family can vary greatly depending on individual circumstances, cultural contexts, and personal values. Both play crucial roles in people's lives, but their significance can differ. Personal needs and circumstances can shift the balance. For instance, someone with supportive family might prioritize friends for social engagement, whereas someone with strained family ties might rely more heavily on friends for emotional support. Ultimately, both friends and family are important, and their relative importance can vary. Ideally, a balance of both provides a robust support network and fulfilling social life." Radhakrishna Pillai, and I agree totally with you, Radhakrishna, wrote, "Family and friends play significant roles in my life. For me, my friends are also my family. So I can easily say that family is more important." We'll end with Helmut Matt, who wrote, "What a bonus question. It depends. Family ties are created by nature. They can be more or less close. There are families with really genuine bonds. There are also families where the relationships are less close or absent altogether. My wife, Linda, and I form a small family that is characterized by love and trust. Such a bond is close, and we both contribute to making the relationship close and strong. In fact, a truly functioning family is also a bond of friends, and the power of love works over everything. It's similar with real friends. You look for real friends yourself, and throughout a lifetime, it becomes clear whether they are really a joy. Here, too, the bonds are close, and here, too, love and trust are the force that keeps a friendship alive. Above all, there is the mutual will to belong together. It's the power of trust and the power of love." Helmut sent a poem he wrote about friendships. He wrote it in German and noted he couldn't really translate the verses, but said he can translate the meaning. I posted it in the Sound Kitchen article on our website, rfienglish.com, so be sure and have a look. And there you have it. Remember, everyone, this week's bonus question, suggested by Father Stephen Wara from Bamenda, Cameroon, is about charitable acts. What do you do to help others to have a secure and happy life? Do you have a bonus question idea? If so, send it to us at the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr. That's it for today's Listener's Corner. Thanks, everyone, for participating.
I'm Nomla Srinivasa. Hello from Andhra Pradesh, India.
Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to Nicolas Dorho for mixing the show, and thanks to you for listening. Be sure and tune in next week for the answer to the question about South Africa's ANC political party. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'll play you out with music from Susan. I've chosen a really beautiful trio from Mozart's comic opera Così fan tutte, or Women Are Like That. I saw it last week at the beautiful Garnier Opera House, and while the production was the stupidest I have ever seen, I had to close my eyes. It was that bad. The singing was really good, thank goodness. And especially this trio. Listen, the music sounds like the waves of the ocean, and the voices celestial. I'll play for you a recording from a 2006 live performance at the Teatro Colón in Buenos Aires, Argentina, one of the world's finest opera houses. You'll hear soprano Virginia Tola, mezzo-soprano Adriana Mastrangelo, and bass baritone Victor Torres. Close your eyes and float away. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch. And remember, do not confuse human beings, our brothers and sisters, with their governments. Stay safe, my friends. Talk to y'all next week.